Chapter 9. First Steps. The weather was cold and windy, so Dr. Craven made Colin stay indoors. The children made plans for his first visit to the secret garden. Finally, after a week of cold winds, the weather turned fine and sunny. It was time for Colin to go outside. A servant carried him downstairs. At the front door, Dickon was waiting with Colin's carriage, a sort of chair on wheels. It was a beautiful day. The sky was blue, with a few tiny white clouds. The wind from the moor smelled sweet. Colin asked Dickon lots of questions while they walked through the gardens. At last, they came to the ivy-covered wall.
"I can't see a door," said Colin.
"Look," said Mary.
She pulled back the ivy and showed Colin the door. She put the key in the lock.
"Push Colin in quickly, Dickon. No one must see."
Colin closed his eyes. As soon as they were in the secret garden, he opened them and gasped with delight. The rose trees were covered in fresh green leaves, and there were bright flowers all around. Birds chirped and bees hummed as they buzzed from flower to flower. The sun was warm on his face.
"I will get well," he cried. "Mary, Dickon, I will get well. I will live forever and ever."
Dickon pushed Colin's carriage under a plum tree. Colin watched Mary and Dickon working in the garden. Sometimes they brought him things, a feather or a piece of shell from a bird's egg.
"Look, here's our friend the robin," Dickon cried.
The little bird was carrying a worm in his beak. This made the children feel hungry too, and Mary went back to the house to fetch a picnic. Soon they were eating buttered toast and cake and drinking hot, sweet tea. Colin laughed when Soot stole a piece of cake.
"I want to come here every day," he said. "I've seen the spring and now I want to see the summer."
His face and neck were pink from the sunshine and the fresh air.
"Soon," said Dickon, "you will be walking about and digging in the soil, just like me and Mary."
"Will I? Will I really?"
"You've got legs, haven't you?"
"Yes, but they are so thin and weak. I am afraid to stand."
"Then you must stop being afraid, and you will stand."
Suddenly Colin said,
"Who is that old man?"
Mary turned and saw Ben Weatherstaff, the gardener, looking over the wall. He was standing on a ladder.
"How did you get in there, Miss Mary?"
he shouted crossly.
"The robin showed me the way, Ben," Mary replied.
Then Ben saw a strange sight. Young Dickon was pushing a carriage. In it sat a boy with a thin face and huge grey eyes. Dickon stopped the carriage near the wall.
"Do you know who I am?"
the boy demanded. Ben stared.
"Oh, yes, sir," he said. "I know those eyes. They're just like your mother's. You're the poor little lad who is too sick to walk."
"I'm not! I'm not! Look!"
Colin threw his blanket on the grass and stood up. Dickon held his arm. Mary and Ben gasped in amazement.
"Look at me!"
The old man looked.
"You're thin," he said. "But there's nothing wrong with you. You will grow up to be a man after all."
"While my father is away, I am your master," Colin went on. "And I want you to keep this garden a secret. Do you understand?"
Yes, sir, a secret.
Come into the garden, Ben. Mary will show you where the door is.
Then Colin said,
I'm going to walk to that tree, Dickon.
And, with Dickon holding his arm, he did. When Ben came through the door, Colin was standing next to the tree. He smiled at the old man.
You see? I can walk. Now, tell me what you do in the gardens.
Oh, I do anything that's needed, sir, replied Ben. I was your poor mother's favourite gardener.
This was her garden, wasn't it? Said Colin quietly.
Yes, sir, it was.
You may come in here, said Colin, but no one must see you. No one except us has been in this garden for 10 years.
I have, said Ben with a smile. I climbed over the wall.
I knew someone had been in here, cried Dickon.
Ben looked at Colin.
How would you like to plant something? He said.
Oh, yes, please.
Ben fetched a red rose in a pot. Colin picked up Mary's spade and began to dig. His thin white hand shook a little as he placed the plant in the hole.
I've done it! I've planted a rose in my mother's garden!
And there he stood, tall and straight as the sun went down behind the ivy-covered wall. Every day that summer, the three children worked in the garden. Every day, Colin felt a little better and he walked a little further. All Dickon's animals walked with him. One day, he walked right round the garden.
What will Mr. Craven say? Laughed Mary. We won't tell him. This is to be the biggest secret of all. Every day, you must bring me to the garden in my carriage and take me back in it. And by the time my father comes home, I will be able to walk and run like any other boy. I will walk into his study and say, Here I am. I am quite well and will live to be a man.
One day, Dickon told his mother the whole story about Mary, the key, the robin, the secret garden and Colin.
Mary and Colin can't get enough to eat, he told her. They're out all day in the sunshine and they work so hard in the garden that they get really hungry.
Dickon's mother laughed.
Tomorrow you must take them some fresh milk and some currant buns.
Every day after that, Mary and Colin ate 3 large meals in the house and 1 of Mrs. Sowerby's picnics in the garden.